Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 9th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. In a company-wide meeting, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg told employees that Apple's Vision Pro headset showcases the differences in the values and the vision with Meta's Quest products. Zuck says Meta designs products to be accessible and affordable to everyone as possible, with an emphasis on people interacting in new ways and feeling closer in new ways. This marked Meta's first all-hands meeting since 2020. Meta also showed employees a preview of a standalone app based on Instagram that will support the ActivityPub protocol. The company framed it as a response to Twitter. Internal documents seen by The Verge show its public name could be Threads. Meta's product chief, Chris Cox, said several celebrities are committed to using the app, as well as being in discussions with Oprah and the Dalai Lama. And Meta began internally testing viewing Reels content on its Quest headsets. A video from Mark Zuckerberg shows Reels appearing in a window with a virtual background. No word when or how this could be rolled out to users. The California Department of Motor Vehicles issued a permit for Mercedes-Benz's Drive Pilot Driver Assistance System, the first automaker with permission to sell a vehicle with a Level 3 autonomous system in the state. This means users can take their eyes off the road and hands off the wheel while in operation. The system is limited to high traffic situations in daylight while going under 40 miles per hour. Drivers must be able to resume control, so no nap time yet. A team of researchers from the University of Kentucky, led by Chemistry Department Chair Heather DeSayre, published details of a new tool that claims to detect scientific text generated with ChatGPT in the peer-reviewed journal Cell Reports Physical Science. DeSayre claims 99% accuracy with the tool, which is possible by having the tool narrowly focused on scientific text used in publications like journals. The paper includes source code for other researchers to use. Google will launch its new Showcase product in the U.S. This launched back in 2020 in Brazil and Germany, since expanding to over 22 countries. New Showcase offers a dedicated space within Search designed to drive traffic to high-quality partnered publishers. In the U.S., Google will provide funding to 150 news publishers across 39 states, 90% of which are either regional or local. Google also added new capabilities to its Bard chatbot. While answering questions in tabular formats, these can be exported to Google Sheets for further analysis. It also now uses a technique called implicit code execution, which detects if a prompt involves computation. If so, the chatbot creates code in the background that can then generate a more accurate response. Google found this technique improved its accuracy with math problems by 30%. OpenAI updated its ChatGPT iOS app to add support for Siri, shortcuts, and dragging messages from ChatGPT into other apps. It also published a full iPadOS version of the app. Late last month, Netflix began rolling out its password sharing restrictions in over 100 countries, including the U.S. Now the streaming analytics company Antenna reports that between May 25th and 28th, Netflix added more new subscribers in the U.S. than in any other four-day period since it began monitoring subscribers back in 2019. Last month, Barracuda Networks deployed two patches for actively exploited vulnerabilities in its Barracuda email security gateways. These flaws could be used to exfiltrate email data. This week, Barracuda added an action notice to that advisory, instructing customers to fully replace impacted hardware, regardless if they had applied patches. The security firm Rapid7 estimates about 11,000 of these gateways are connected to the internet. Spotify CEO Daniel Ek showed off a Your Offline Mix feature, which automatically saves a mix of recently played songs to a device. Ek showed a 3.5-hour playlist in announcing the feature. No word when this could roll out. Spotify already offers offline listening for premium subscribers, but users must proactively select songs to download. Disney Hotstar announced it will offer free streaming for the Asia Cup and ICC Men's Cricket World Cup tournaments on mobile devices. These matches still require paid access when you're watching on TV or the web. This comes after the service lost the rights to Indian Premier League cricket matches to rival Jio Cinemas last year. Google announced it will end support for its Drive desktop apps on Windows 8, 8.1, as well as all 32-bit versions of Windows, including Windows 10, as of August. This will end syncing functionality on those OSs. And finally, Logitech plans to consolidate its microphone brands Blue and Astro into its Logitech G brand. The company will continue to use its premium Astro brand in the Logitech G lineup, but the Blue brand will be used for branding technology rather than products going forward. Logitech will continue selling Yeti and other mics after the rebrand. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.